Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Why are you not working? Play music.
Why don't know work?
Why you no work? Is it working? There we go. Month is it? It's May.
It is shit. May. May 1st, baby.
All right. It is May the 2nd, actually.
Oh, good God. You're right. May
2nd.
Yeah.
It's my May bad. 2nd. I had to look at my computer date there.
I missed a date. I sleep through it.
I forgot. Oh, I'm introducing the show. It's May 2nd, 2013. Wow. And if you heard that, that was my cat in the background. She says hello. Anyway, it is
Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday, and it's time for our nice little show to get started. We're all kind of wonky.
What happened to Rough, Raw, and Ready, damn it?
Oh, Rough, Raw, and Ready show. That's right. I forgot. That's like my tagline. It's our Rough, Raw, and Ready show.
I do believe Snow has been body snatched.
I have been. I am so tired. You have no idea. But anyway, so I'm Snow White. My seven dwarves are around here somewhere. My cat just freaked out, apparently. Hi there. How you doing? And then we have Corey, who's going to be joining us soon enough. She's probably putting her thing down, making some paper. But we do have Miss Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle. Hello, ma'am.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. Our redheaded stepchild with my brand on her ass. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I don't want to start talking about our subject until Corey gets here, because you know she's going to want to set it up. So we'll just kind of... Do you have anything else you want to bring up while we wait?
There's a new Minecraft 2.0 coming out. And, oh my God, I know I'm addicted to 1.0 at the moment. But 2.0? Have you seen it? Do you play Minecraft?
No, I really hate it.
Why?
It's just boring. I tried it. I really did. I wanted to try it. I wanted to see if I would like it, but
there are some role-playing servers that are pretty cool.
No such luck.
Builds, which is like,
I don't think they do the kind of role-play I like.
Well, they have a Game of Thrones role-playing server I came across.
All right, now that's hot.
I know, right? I'm gonna have to go check it out.
That's hot.
Yeah, you got like age verify and all that stuff to join. It's like,
that is hot.
I know, right? I'm going to find the link again and send it to you. So I was like, ooh, hotness right there.
Right?
And it's beautiful. They made a texture pack, so it actually looks like what it's supposed to look like. It's really pretty.
Awesome. That sounds like a really good idea.
Who is dinging me? Is that Miss Corey over there?
It's Corey. She's saying she's trying to get here. And let me tell you, dude, I am so tired. Like, I have been, hanging out in Second Life on and all, right? Trying to do some RP.
Mm-hmm.
And I am still amazed at the amount of catty bitchiness that goes on in this game. I really, really am. And how, if I RP with a guy one time, they immediately want to, like, claim me and not let anyone else around me.
Wow. Yeah, no.
I'm like, dude, no. You don't own me.
That sounds
I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. That's a song I'm singing. I don't know why.
Hotness. You need to continue singing. We like that. We like that a lot. We like you.
I can't really sing. That's the thing, though. Like, Corey can sing. I can hold a tune for, like, a couple seconds, and then it just goes all wonky. So, no.
No. And guys, seriously, because we're girls. We're going to be outnumbered by guys. And it's like, I don't hide the fact I'm in a relationship, and they're all like, nobody else can play with you. Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no. How about no?
I don't see your ring on my finger. Let me help you out here. I will play with whoever the hell I want to play.
Right? Be like, dude, and I play a slave and a gore sim, of course, because that's my thing. That's what I do. But, and even the guy who, like, put a collar on my character, he's not even that possessive. He's like, so how's your RP going? I'm like, pretty good. How many people did you fucking RP today? I said, about three. He says, oh, good. You know, come on up and RP with me whenever you want to.
Oh, what y'all doing? What y'all lying about?
Talking dirty. We were waiting on you to set the thing up that we're going to talk today because we know that you wanted to.
Oh, because y'all love me. Thank you.
Of course we do. We respect you, and that's why we waited.
Don't lie to me.
Girl, I ain't lying. Because, you know, if I respect your ass, I'd be like, that bitch can wait right now.
All right. Oh, God, I have too many emails open. Oh, okay, I have to get myself together.
Oh, I can't believe I missed this today while I was gone. Ow! Corey.
Ooh, what?
Corey, did you see? Did you see?
See what?
Camelot Unchained surpassed their $2 million funding goal.
Okay, well, you go ahead and talk about that when I get this open. And stop going all up in the habit.
Oh, my God. Mark Jacobs, I love you!
Oh, God. Wow, is it just me? She really, like...
So happy about this.
Edgy on the pitch. Ooh.
Tri-Realm RVR focused MMORPG. Oh. It's also going to receive $3 million in additional funding.
Dang.
Oh my God.
They is not be playing around, okay?
Wow. So $5 million to make a game.
They be playing.
Mark Jacobs, I love you. I want to sit on your lap.
Face? Did you say lap or face?
Lap. I'll sit on face. Come on, Mark.
I'll take the face.
Oh my God, I'm going to get my new jacket.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Friends. Now get your friend.
That's all you, girl. That is all
friend.
That is all you.
Some bitches. I'm just going to fucking slay some bitches.
What the hell is wrong with her?
I'm backing away, hands all in the air, like, okay, what?
Do you know how much I love Dark Age Camelot?
Yes, we love it equally. I share your love. But, yeah, you scared it, man. I'm so scary.
No, I more compare my love for Dark Age Camelot to yours with the superheroes.
No, that's an equal love, then. You love like that, then that's loving hard.
I love it. I miss it. And I know it's still out there, and I go back from time to time, and I'm like, yo, changed it so much. It's not.
Yeah, we need, I like the games to stay, certain areas need to stay original. You can add on new stuff, but I need to be able to revisit.
Oh, EA kills that bitch. EA killed it so hard. EA was like, you're not dead enough. Let me kill you more.
You know, EA likes to do that sometimes.
They're like Sony for a while. They were where games went to die. I'm giving you ladies another link, by the way, that you're going to put up sometime during the show. I'm setting some stuff up because I was doing this before I got crazy folk on my phone that wanted to chit-chat. Apparently, I sound cute. But anyway.
Of course you sound cute.
Well,
girl,
see, I get that shit all the fucking time.
This is not the voice. People don't get to hear that. This is the voice I have when I'm talking. Hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, I do that too. I do the whole, like, really sweet kind of, I go, hi, how can I help you today? Sure, I'd love to help you with that. Can I just get some information first? Oh, thanks so much.
And you go, really?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so funny. Oh.
So nice.
And then I get on the phone like, motherfucker. Fuck.
Oh, no, they're angry. That voice goes away. They're angry, their voice goes away. I go, well, you know, ma'am, this is how I feel about it.
Yes, exactly. If they start talking, talking shit, I start getting like, ma'am, I'm going to need you to calm down.
You don't need to calm. You want to say, I'm going to need you to calm the fuck down, but you can't say that. So I'm going to need you to calm the fuck down. Anyway, oh, man, it's been an interesting week, but we're not going to be talking about any of that stuff other than I might mention a couple things. We told you about earlier in the week the prototype thing that will change shape, the prototype phone they're working on that will change shape with your hand.
That was coolest
shit ever. I'll throw that up. I still have that link up. See, I was saving links all week because I rolled like that. Give that to Ginger. You can show that last and then work your way backwards. So that one was one of the coolest things for me this week because I had, as I told y'all, when I had just seen Looper and seen the actual thing in the movie, and I was like, oh, they're making it for real? Hot.
That is so cool. There we go.
I also did not get to do something else that I was planning on doing during the show. They said, are we not, can you not hear us on BTR? Are we not online?
Yes, we should be. I called in.
Oh, somebody's asking us to. No, we haven't left BTR. We simulcast here. Some people can't watch us. You know, they're at work or, you know, maybe they're on the, I like to imagine that they're on the train on the way home and they have a phone where they can't watch video so they can listen to us touch our boobs. Anyway.
No.
I'm touching mine. Why aren't you touching yours?
Okay. Don't play that.
Let me be serious for a moment. I had planned to download the song to pay homage to Crisscross. In case you all didn't know, we lost one of them today. He passed away. I don't know what from. I just heard this, or I saw this probably an hour ago, and it just hurts my heart because he was only 34. He's very young. And it's Mac Daddy, in case you were wondering which one it was. And these two are trying to act like they don't know who Crisscross is. Y'all know who Crisscross is.
Chris
Cross will make you jump. See, he's somewhere in heaven going, that's right. I'm still making y'all jump, and I'm not even here.
Chris Cross will make you jump.
Yeah.
Right. I don't remember anything else.
Oh, I just found some information on it, actually.
Well, he didn't die from anything bad. Was it just because I think he had cancer once? Wasn't he?
No. This says Chris Cross rapper Chris Kelly dead from apparent overdose.
Oh. Wow, the overdose, man. Too young.
Back away from the drugs, people. Come on.
Seriously. Okay, guys. Okay.
Come on for having a good time. Okay. Don't be stupid.
All my peeps listening in Radio Land, Gamer Land, have a seat. We're going to talk for a moment. Super Surf Business
up,
here, okay? Super Surf Business. Here you go. If you want to do drugs, which I do not recommend, by the way, okay? If you want to do drugs, don't get fucking stupid with it. Stay away from the really hard stuff because that shit will kill you. Okay?
Yes. Amen.
You have had so many examples of this in the media, so many high-profile, rich people who really, really should have known better. Okay? They had so much to go for. You've had lead singers of bands. How about Blind Melon? Okay, who had so much going for him. They had just had a good hit come out, and all of a sudden, what do you know? He's dead. Okay?
One of the singers, Alice in Chains,
yes.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain was a shotgun to the head. But
either way, he had too much of something the week before, so that's why he thought it was okay. Yeah, y'all.
Just seriously, stay away from that shit. There are other ways to get your highs. Find something else in life that you love. I mean, gaming, that's what I get my high from. Role playing, that's what I get my high from. I get my high from seeing some, you know, a movie, and it's emotional, and find other stuff to get your kicks from. Put down the fucking drugs. You don't need them.
If you don't want to be yourself, you can be a gamer for a while. You can be several of yourself. Just saying. All right.
God. That's what role-playing, that's what gaming is about. Be somebody else for a little while if you don't like yourself that much. I swear.
All right. You're watching Twitter. We're going to jump right into this. Anyway, Chris, I'm sorry that you did that to yourself. We're going to miss you. I'm sorry.
Yes, we are.
All right. And I don't think you had any babies, so we don't even get a legacy left behind, sadly. All right. Moving along. Now on to the angry. Now that we got the sad out. Okay. Ginger, actually, can you lead with that last link that I put up? I'm going to segue into some things because this also happened this week. Earlier in the week, we told you about a Kickstarter from a woman named Shannon Sun Higginson. I actually just emailed her a couple hours ago to send her what was going on our Facebook page. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. She is doing a movie, a documentary on harassment of women in video games. And she's featuring gamers, bloggers, scholars, developers, and other experts. She has a Kickstarter campaign. The name of the movie is GTFO, a film about women in gaming. And the amazing thing is, Shannon is not a gamer. She don't know shit about us. And even she says, this is fucking wrong. This is just wrong. Why is nobody talking about this? Why, you know, why? How come people don't realize that there are women in gaming going through this? So if you can, go over and search her project on Kickstarter. Again, GTFO is the name of it.
And for those of you who don't know what that means, it means get the fuck out. So that's how you can remember it. GTFO, get the fuck out. There you go.
I'm Southern, so let's get the fuck on.
Well, yeah, that too.
It can work for that one,
get
too.
Get the fuck on.
Get the fuck
on. Either way, whatever helps you remember it, go find it.
So I love that acronym.
I don't know why you couldn't hear me. There we go. I have myself muted. Why are they ignoring me? Because I was about to say, I know it's GTFO, but I'm betting, I'm not quite sure what just happened there, I am betting that that actual whole line was probably tits. Or GTFO, because that's how you usually see it on forums nowadays. A girl comes in, tries to talk, and the immediate reply is tits or GTFO.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot. When speaking of tits, mine are sore. No, just saying.
So you see on the screen, and I don't know any of the newer Gamer Girls because that's not my thing. I don't do the conference circuit as much anymore, but I'm pretty sure it hasn't changed. She's showing, you know, in her conference pictures of PAX. Hey, I know that red haired chick. she's showing messages from Fat, Ugly, Slutty, who I'm very glad they started blurring out the names. Remember when we were fussing at them? Stop doing that.
Yes.
And that's Morgan Romaine Roulette from Frag Dolls. Okay, so what I'm segueing into is once she did this week, did not lead to what happened this morning with us. Ginger saw a post, and she decided to post up a young woman. Ginger, can you throw up her page?
Yes, I can.
She drew a comic about going to, I guess, Comic-Con and dressing in...
Dragon Con.
Dragon Con? Yeah, she went to Dragon Con. She went.
I'm looking to see if I can't find her page.
I put a link to it in your thing. I told you, I was pulling it together. There it is. That's her page. So she wrote a comic about dressing up like Wonder Woman, and even the girls who are slender, because if the thing that's been going on, we keep hearing, well, she's fat. There's girls that go that have what you consider a slamming body, and you all are doing the same thing. You're calling her whore, you're slut, you don't read comic books. There's really no way to win with some of these guys. And then Ginger, of course, posted up the comic, you know, in support of her, because we support our comic book geek girls, too. They have it just as bad as we do. And we got somebody who is ironically supposed to be a fan of our show. I really did not expect this from somebody who listens to the show that often. I guess I assume if you're here, you're here because you like women.
And maybe you actually agree with us. I mean,
you don't have to agree with us, but I mean,
you have to agree to a certain extent. You can't be as much of a hater as he was on the Facebook page. That was ridiculous.
Can I show our Facebook?
Because you can show our Facebook. This is ours, so we can show it all the way.
Yay! All right.
It's out there. His name is out there. That's public domain.
Originally, I found the article this morning. I don't know.
Let me have the link again, because it's for some reason Twitch is not working for me.
Don't do Twitch. Look in our window on Skype. It's down there somewhere, I think. Mm-hmm. Is it? Did I put it down there?
No.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
twitch.tv/GameMatrix_GGR.
No, not the Twitch. She needs the...
I need the Facebook, because my Twitch is not working.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
You know Twitch don't like her.
No, it really doesn't. Okay, hey, I like the picture on the top of it. I didn't notice that before.
No, seriously. So this guy went off, and pretty much it boiled down to that he hates girls. That she should suck it up, and, you know, because she's a bigger girl, or fat girl, as he called her, she should not be wearing a Wonder Woman or bathing suits or showing herself at all in public, pretty much. And then it got broken down into that girls cannot game. There's no way that we can be as competitive as guys in video games at all because, you know, our vagina and our boobs get in the way, apparently.
I guess so.
There's no way that we can be as logical as these guys, as him, I guess. We're not as intelligent as them. We're not.
We're emotional. Yeah. That was my favorite one. I swear to God.
I'd like to say guys have emotions too, believe it or not. And the good ones, show them.
Okay, hold on. I want to read one of his. Let me read. I'm going to read this.
Oh, you.
By the way, did you give out the number if you want to call in?
Oh, yeah. Let me give out the number.
You can agree or disagree with us. You call in and you can speak your piece. Don't mean we're not going to hang up on you, but hey, call in.
The number if you want to call in is 347-215-7977. Again, I will say that for you. It's 347-215-7977, and I am about to read some of this. We're going to start with the first one was Roll's Eyes. Mm-hmm. Very eloquent, you know, I mean, I'm impressed with that very first post there, dude. Second one is LOL, you're, and by the way, none of this is spelled correctly. There's no punctuation, there's no capitalization, nothing, okay? You're not going to find many male gamers with the body you described. No, I'm a regular gamer, pudgy and fat, LOL. And being fat, I know if I go to the beach and take my shirt off and may not hear comments, but I don't doubt there are those talking about me. I understand this, not going to make a comic about it, LOL. I'm going to get on a diet, which I'm doing now. This chick might want to lose some weight, too, if she wants to wear skimpy outfits. Not draw pics and cry about it. Thing about men, we see, as in the letter C, a problem. We approach it logically to solve. Women, what word is that? Oh, shroud. Shroud the issue with feelings and resolve nothing. Not all women and not all the time, but you know what I mean.
No, fuck you. Fuck you right in the
face. Okay, let me pull Militant Girl back for a minute.
Redneck,
hillbilly,
fat slaughter.
Oh, and she's typing. She gotta type it out. Fuck.
No, I'm typing. Yeah,
all right,
no,
let me, because I obviously commented on the page and I couldn't even say everything that I wanted to say. I found this.
Typing, Frito, on Facebook. Typing, not text.
Yeah, he's typing on Facebook. He should be able to type it out. Here's the one thing I have come to understand as a woman that I don't like about our society, and we've mentioned this before. I think just in talking between the three of us, not actually on the air, I do not like this whole movement that is kind of a holdover from the 40s and 50s, where all women do is cry. So fucking what? Yeah, cry. What? What is the problem?
You got a problem with that? We have a.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what I used to tell my ex. If you wanted to be with a man, you should have got one. You wanted to know somebody that didn't cry, that don't do the shit that I do, that don't feel emotion about. Then you should be with a man just like yourself. So to bring up the you cry, you're getting emotional, and what?
Seriously.
And what's your point? What's your point?
And honestly, before you put that to me a long time ago, I never thought of it like that. I never did. I always maybe I really am too emotional. And then now that you put it that way, I'm like, well, goddamn, if you really wanted someone who wasn't emotional, get some dick.
This is who women are. Instead of trying to, because he did the same thing. I was waiting for that. Oh, your feelings are getting in the way. And?
Oh, great. I said most girls can't game. If you have an 8v8 on any game, one side girls, the other guys, you think would win. And I mean in general. Yes, I know there are, girl clans that would spank any guy's booty. I didn't say all. Resorting to name calling, huh? You so silly. I never, as in NBR, said guys are better than girls. Just at gaming.
This is the problem.
One of them Reddit fem Apparently, I'm a Reddit
fem
Nazi.
He is the problem. The guy. Okay, I want to say this to our guys who don't think like this. You're probably frowning up, going, "Huh? These are the ones that we're talking about when we say the guys come after us. The ones who this is I would call him the person if we were in the 60s and he was talking about a black person. He is so unfeminist. He don't even realize that he's
mm-hmm.
He doesn't even have the mental capabilities to understand that what he's saying is wrong.
I just want to take this guy's balls and a vice grip and just twist.
Now this is the post. This is the post that got me the most. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's responding to something you guys said. One of you said. He says, LOL, I didn't say anyone is damaged. You're being very sensitive.
Yeah,
those darn feelings, again, getting in the way of an objective discussion. It's well known women need the support structure. Not saying guys don't either, but not as bad as women.
Are we talking about Brawl here? Because...
Hold on, let me finish. Not saying anything is wrong with that, just diff is all. Yes, I have feelings. I've been in love before, as in the letter B and the number 4.
Because love is only a female thing.
Right? So obviously, that if he's been in love, that means he has feelings. But I don't let my emotions run my life. BTW, weren't we talking about that fat girl losing weight? Okay, first of all, let me take this.
Uh-oh. Back up. Y'all back up.
Hold up. I'm mad now.
Hands are in the air. Hello, dark.
All right. You know what? Let me go ahead and take this over real quick. Because, motherfucker, let me tell you one goddamn thing right now. I am a big girl. Yes, that's right. I will admit it on air. I am a big girl. So you
not
knocking
really.
This chick, don't even start with me. I'm a big girl. You knocking this chick knocks me. Because this girl right here, she's actually not that big. I saw a picture of her. Okay.
She's so cute.
And you knocking this girl is knocking girls like me. And you trying to tell me that you're saying that most women can't gain? Motherfucker, do you even know who you are talking to? Okay, every single girl I know can game like a mad woman. And you're sitting here talking about feelings and talking about that fat girl losing weight. Number one, motherfucker, she has a name. If you cannot say her name, then get the fuck out and stop talking about her and stop calling her that fat girl. All right? Because there are lots of bigger girls in this country, and we will all sit on your ass and your head and your body and squish you until you are nothing. Okay? Stop calling her a fucking fat girl. She has a name. Get your head out of your ass. Yes, women have feelings. It's what makes us different from you. If you really wanted a man so bad, which apparently you do, go find a dick and leave us the fuck alone because you're not good enough for us anyway. Okay?
Hot. Get it,
I'm done.
Get it.
Did she drop the mic when she walked off too?
She should have.
It's like, boom, I'm done.
Okay, and what was
I'm sorry, I'm flabbergasted that you are actually a fan of the show, and yet you put all of this sexist, bigotist bullshit up on the wall, because not only are you sexist, but you are a bigot because you're talking shit about women or people who may be bigger than other people. You are a fucking bigot. You have no place on our Facebook page. Keep your illiterate, irritating drivel off of our Facebook page, because it's making our IQ drop a few points every time we fucking read it.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. But no, but this chick...
I'm good now.
Cosplayers are infinitely brave as is, and so creative and talented and amazing people. They go out and they create these costumes from heart half the time. Their passion. And then they wear them in public. And that is just... Wow.
You know what? Let me just say this. We've on the show, we have teased people about wearing cosplay. But what I have tried to impart, I had to tell another guy friend of mine. He says, we've heard you talking about girls. I'm gonna put it to you this way. This is how I look at it when you hear us talking about girls. You have siblings. Sometimes you say bad shit to your siblings, but nobody else thought it. I'd say a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had another show, was a competing show, Girl Fight. I don't know if Girl Fight is even still around. But you best believe even though we're competing with them, you best believe when somebody said something, we were right over there on IGN's forums defending them. Same gaming angels, name anybody. I could say whatever the fuck I want. I am a female gamer. I have earned the right to diss somebody else who I feel is on par with me. You are not on par with us. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, like as I told this one, yes, I talked down to you in my post. I told you, you can't hold... bitch, you can't hold my bra strap, please. You can't even spell. I can't have a conversation. We can't have a meeting of the minds. You're one mind short. What are you trying to say here? I don't get this whole thing he has going on. And I keep trying to to bring it to draw a parallel to get him to understand what he sounds like when he's saying this. You saying this is, again, no equivalent to saying, I don't have nothing against gay people, but don't touch nothing next to me if you're gay because I might catch a head. You understand what I mean? No, I don't. That's stupid to say.
Mm-hmm.
I got plenty of black people that's my friends, but I don't invite them over to my house after dark. You know how black people be. That's it. You're saying the same thing. He's basically double talking. He says one thing.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's well known that women need support, but not all women. Well, which one is it, motherfucker? Pick a fucking side. At least if you're going to be... You're going to be bitchy or you're going to be sexist. Be sexist. At least I'll have more respect for you.
Yeah.
No, bitch, I'm going to be the one that's topping the charts, and I'm going to have an emotional day. You know what? Half the time I'm topping the charts, I'm going to be those emotional days. When I'm pissed off, when I'm PMS, and when I've had a bad day, I'm coming into the game to let out my aggression. And your face, your ass, is going to be the first one I camp. I'm going to camp until you fucking rage quit. You're going to be crying. You're going to be trying to call me every name in the book. And every time you're at spawn, I'm going to kill you.
And you know what? You know what? I am thankful every fucking day for my emotions. So I don't have – so I actually have the sense not to post shit like this on a Women Gamer Girls Radio freaking Facebook page.
What the hell
stupid?
Did he think was going to happen?
Okay,
and
exactly.
And my opinion of the deal is if he types like that, he sure as hell can't read half the shit we type because we use more than four letters.
And I may have had some respect for him had he taken the time to spell check, to add punctuation, to put capitalization in there, and use full words. You're typing on Facebook. This is not a text message.
And if you have a typo on your phone, then you know what? At least earn my respect by saying, I'm sorry, this is going to excuse my
Facebook.
Excuse my brevity.
Tell us if he was using mobile to type. But
okay,
yeah,
well that makes it even all the more worse. I can find nothing redeeming about your post. And by the way, let me explain to you what the word redeeming means. It means I can find nothing right about your post because apparently you don't understand the big words. But I'm not understanding the thought process. And the thing that scares me is there's a ton of these running around. And I'm going to say this person is probably a kid. He's probably no more.
He has to be.
17.
He has 17, 18, maybe.
He's somewhere in the 17, 18, because I dare say. And I'm looking at what he plays. This tells me all I need to know. Usually our guys that listen to our show are pretty much well-rounded gamers. They play a little bit of everything. They have their favorites, but all I see, Call of Duty, World at War, Warhammer. And this is every day. This is all he plays. That's why he brought up
a picture since he was shit talking. I wanted to see him. I wanted to see his six pack abs, his foot long dick.
Dude, you ain't even a fucking
muscular.
He ain't even a fucking real gamer. You ain't even a real gamer. That's all you got is that's all you got is Battlefield. That's all you play. That's all you got is Gears of War. Bitch, come on. I will sit down and eat your ass up at Gears of War, and then turn around and eat your ass up at Bejeweled. Pick a game, motherfucker. I will square off. We can do this. Square off right now. Pick a game, and not just the ones you play. Bring the rest of them too. Come on. He's not even you're not even a real gamer. What are you in? What are you on our page for? What are you talking about? Go away. Sit in the corner. Go sit in the corner. This scares the hell out of me that we have so many of these people roaming around in our community and they think this is absolutely the way they're supposed to think. That he does not even realize how wrong he is. And I could sit him down and talk to him, and every time he's going to go to this crazy. He's saying he's logical. You're not logical. You can't be logical. You can't have a conversation about gaming and women, for one. Now, and I don't mean to be sexist towards our guys. Certain things you can't understand because you're not a woman. Just like there's things I'm not going to understand about being a guy. And I'm woman enough to admit that.
I will never know what it feels like to get kicked in the balls.
Nope, I will never know.
You know, and that's absolutely true. There's some things that I will not understand, and I will fucking admit them. But you cannot have a logical conversation with the points that you make. I'm sorry. I'm pulling back.
Not only that, and I understand that I'm not a man. The thing that I don't like is don't come and try to tell me how I should react as a woman with you being a man. That's what was bugging the shit out of me in his post. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't get upset. You're not a woman. How are you going to tell me how to react? You can't tell me how to react. When you have a uterus and you have emotions, then we can sit down and have a conversation. You can say, I'm not an emotional woman. And even then, people are just different. I know some men who cry at the fucking drop of a hat. Hell, one of the people that worked here used to cry all the time. I used to tell him, shut the fuck up, you always crying. So, no.
I have to say that's not really, that annoyed me, but.
No, that annoyed me because
we deal with that so much in video games anyways. That just rolls off
It doesn't roll off my back, not just with video games, but this is the world is like this. I get tired of hearing the men saying, oh, well, so-and-so is a woman. She's going to be upset. So what if she is? You know what? As a man, you all should be, as I said on our Facebook, some of you men out there, you've been brainwashed and told that it's something wrong with somebody crying. Why is there wrong with that? All humans do it. We all have tear ducts. Why is it something wrong with you crying?
I'm gonna put this out there. If a guy tells me he never cries, I don't want anything to do with him.
Nope.
And this is why.
It's because
you are so fucking detached from everything. You have no feelings whatsoever. You have no empathy. And empathy, my friend, is a basic human trait. You have to be able to feel what others might be feeling. It doesn't have to be sympathy. You don't have to feel bad for anyone. You don't have to feel pity for them. But you do have to be able to relate on some emotional level to what pain they might be feeling. So if a guy tells me he never cries, you know what? I'm going to be like, all right, peace out, motherfucker. Don't be around me because I don't need your poison around me. Because if you can't tell when I'm having a bad day, if you can't empathize with what I'm going through, you can kiss my ass.
I can't even say empathy. I don't like this whole movement towards nobody having emotions. I am not a bot. I'm not. Mm-mm. I will cry some days, and some days I'm mad. Some days I may not say anything. I don't feel like talking. This is just called being human. And as a woman, I don't want to hear that bullshit anymore. So I'm saying to the guys out there, even our guys in the room, if you have a woman at work, instead of if she starts crying or acting crazy, yes, you can walk away and say, that bitch is crazy. You can do that. That's okay, because sometimes bitches are crazy
fine.
At work. Mm-hmm. But what I don't want is you saying, hey, you know how women are. No, that's not a woman thing.
Or the thing that pisses me off, what, are you on your period or something?
Yeah.
No, your ignorance just pisses me the fuck off. Your stupidity
I'm going to be disgusting for a minute just because I want to get my point across, because y'all know I'm an extremist. The next guy that says that to me, and I'm telling you, if we're at a conference, wherever we're at a conference, I promise you say that to me, if I'm on my period, I'm going to pull out my tampon and I'm going to put it in your mouth. I'm not even playing. Disgusting. I'm not even playing. Do not, and don't even test me and be like, hey, are you there you go. Now you know.
A ginger-approved plan.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually a Snow White-approved plan, too.
This does not work for me, this whole emotional thing. People cry. I have tear ducts. You have tear ducts. It's okay for you to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to feel all those things. And I don't like that they're telling people they can't cry. That's why people are shooting up shit, because they can't get their emotions out. They can't cry. I can't turn over my desk at work and say, okay, I'll be back in a minute to clean that up. I just had a moment. Now they have to go. I'll have to get a gun and shoot up because nobody will listen to me. That's part of the problem in my eyes. People are not allowed, especially men. I'm sorry. I'm going to point this out, men. How many times have we heard this past year that a woman has shot up or blown up something?
There was the brother-sister group that went and killed everybody.
Brother-sister. Okay, she's one out of how many this year already?
That's true. There are a lot of guys that do crazy shit, apparently.
And we have Dasher in the chat room that said his dad had heart attack problems. He had to be very sensible. That's a thing where I think when that happens to people, your parent or somebody like for guys, that's when they start softening up and saying, you know what, it's sad that it takes that for them to understand and soften up. But it should be okay. I don't like that they teach. I heard some guy in the story that told his little boy the other day, you need to man up and stop crying. I says, why can't he cry more? And he dropped his ice cream. Let him cry.
Are you serious?
I'm gonna cry.
Boy, man up. Hell, I'm grown. Oh, fuck, I done dropped my fingers. Damn.
Dude, you'd be crying, and then we slap the shit out of the dad because I
asked him, I said, why can't he cry? He's four years old. Why can't he? He's like, well, he's got to man up. And I was like, that's not man enough. That's teaching him to bottle up his emotions. That's why y'all die before we do.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop teaching him that shit. Let him cry. Well, you know, as a man, no, all he's got to do as a man when he grows up is, if he's straight, take care of your wife. And if you're gay, take care of your husband. Live your life.
Exactly. If I drop my ice cream, I'm falling on the floor throwing a tantrum. Hell yeah.
I won't throw a tantrum, but I will sit down there next to you and cry and be like, man, that's a waste.
It disappoints me how many people do not see other people on the internet as human beings on the other side. Mm-hmm. All right, and I understand I can troll the best of them, but usually I enjoy trolling with the people who know they're being trolled and are trying to troll back.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're just straight up an asset, then I'm going to troll you. But I don't just randomly, oh, you know, I don't like this person for, I don't know, they used pink type or they've got purple boots on. That, I'm not going to troll you for that. I'm going to troll you either because you were ignorant and you were trying to hurt somebody else, or, you know, it's a mutual trolling and it's all out of fun.
This crazy person, I'm going to call him crazy.
No. Max Water. Uncle Daddy.
Just Uncle Daddy. Forgot what I was going to say. Hello, Ingmar. You, Ingmar. What are you and Ingmar doing? Talking about he want to play Kirby. No, you said you want to play Kirby.
He used the whole little Kirby shapes, and now I want to play Kirby. Little pink furball goes around sucking things up, eats things. And see, that is a game of phone heart, man. Eat food. Eat.
I'm trying to understand. I'm really trying to wrap my head around why this is still going on. I have been at this for, God, 10 years now, 10, 11 years. And it has not changed. And it just gets worse every year. And we keep trying to tell these developers, stop, you know, stop doing stuff. Stop having strippers at your party. We're trying to get, you know, the younger boys to change. You know, this is how you all are going to kill off our species. Because the girls
are not. And I had something like this happen the other day, even. Because, you know, I play a lot of games. And a lot of the people that I play with are, of course, guys, because girls either just don't want to admit they're girls or...
We tend to stay quiet.
So a lot of the people that I play with are guys. So we're in Skype, and, you know, I'm in Minecraft. They're trying to get me to come over and APB. And he's found my YouTube, and he's all like, why don't you ever stream, you know, on video? It's like, well, that takes a lot of work, and I don't want to have to, you know, be all prettied up till 2 a.m. in the morning. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, for girls, it's different. Guys can get on Twitch, you know, sit here in their just ragged old t-shirt and a baseball cap, and nobody says a thing. Nobody thinks anything. A girl gets on camera, you better have your hair perfect. Your makeup had better be immaculate. You'd better be just everything, you know? Because girls, for some odd reason, cannot be themselves. Guys are like, oh, I want a girl who'll just, you know, be herself. It'll crack up with me, go fishing, you know, make fart jokes. All this,
no, not really. They don't.
No, they don't. But then they treat us like we should be these perfect little China dolls, and that pisses me off. And that's what I told him. I was like, this is why I'm not. And the more he kept on, you know, talking about it and like kind of trying to push me, it's like, dude, you're gonna quickly go on my block list if you don't stop. And if you're listening, Jose, I'm calling you out here, dude.
Ooh, that's she said your name.
Y'all have a lot of fun playing with you, but.
Your name is Jose.
You're trying to get me on camera. It's one of those, don't be Oogie. I only hang out with you because we have fun playing a game.
Oogie?
I don't want your dick. Oogie. I said Oogie.
What the hell does that mean?
Icky, gross.
You reached way back for that one. I think
okay.
That's what. See, last week y'all wouldn't let me speak in 30s and 70s slang. Why she get to do it?
I didn't know what it meant. I had to ask.
I know,
I'm
because
like,
I was
speaking.
What the
fuck does Oogie mean? Is that like Oogie Boogie? Like the
that is 60s or 70s slang for nasty.
Nasty. Yeah. Nasty boy. Don't. I'm sorry.
We have fun.
First name ain't baby. It's GGR.
Yeah.
My first name ain't baby. It's Snow. Snow White if you're nasty.
Everybody calls you Snow White. Everybody calls you Snow White.
Everybody.
But it is. I mean, girls cannot just be themselves on camera. If a girl were to sit here and try to Twitch playing a video game in sweats and an old beat-up shirt with her hair all raggedy and down, no makeup on, guys would be having a field day. Oh, look at that ugly bitch. Blah, 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 blah. She's so this. She's so that.
Amazes me because I'll tell you one thing. I will go out in public with no makeup on, hair thrown back in a ponytail, okay? And I'll still get hit on, and I'm looking at the guys like, what the hell? But I have more respect for the guys who hit on me when I look like that than the guys who hit on me when I get all dolled up with my tits all out in the open.
A secret to you guys out there, that when you see those girls in there with this guy and he is just not that cute, you're like, I don't know what she sees in him. What she sees in him is he saw her without the makeup, and he's still following her around like a little lovesick puppy. He's still saying she's gorgeous. And guess what else happens there? When the guy likes you and he looks like that, that's when you get the lingerie and the high heels and the makeup when you come home and the naked with the whipped cream, because then we know you really do like us.
Right?
And
exactly.
I don't want to hear this. And
if
I don't want to
like
hear this.
If you like me at my worst, you better believe you're going to get the best I can ever give you.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
best. I'm telling you, the best.
Yes, go all out.
Yes.
I go out for anybody who is treating me nicely. So if you've been trying to figure out how to get that, there's your secret. It's it right there. And stop trying to tell me I have too many feelings. I don't want to be told if I start crying, what are you crying for? And I don't want this insulting thing here where you try to insult me by saying, oh, you're crying. And why is that an insult? Why
you know what?
Insult out of your
my
mouth.
My next response to that would be like, yes. Yes, I am.
Well, that's what he's saying on our page. Oh, you have all these emotions and feelings. And? You don't? Then my next question now to you listening there, Dark War Goth. You're not emotional about the games industry? Then again, we don't want you in our community. You're just one of those little casual gamers. You casually play Call of Duty. You casually play Battlefield. Whereas I've been to the person that wrote the music for Battlefield. I've been in his house, and he's fed me and thinks I'm gorgeous because he said so when I walked through his door. Oh, my God, you're so gorgeous. I've been at this man's house. What are you doing? You sitting at home playing on Raptor. You don't love this? Get you GTFO. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You, this is all you do? You play Call of Duty?
And then that was the other thing. You know, girls who play video games have to, or should have to work harder to prove themselves than guys.
No,
why?
I don't have to prove myself.
Guys get a free card because, you know, free pass because they have a dick?
That's exactly what it is. They think that every guy is going to be awesome at game just because they have testosterone and a cock between their legs. I got news for you. I have kicked so many guys' asses in so many games. It's not even funny. And I promise you, there is nothing between my legs but lady bits. Okay?
Let me drop some stats here for Dark War Goth.
Put it down, girl.
A couple of years ago, when this whole argument was starting again, where guys were saying they were better at shooters than women, they did a study. Women are better shots than you are.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was messing us up at the time was the whole motion sickness thing, but I don't hear that as much anymore because you know what the developers did? They went and they listened and they fixed the problem because guess what? Because we're so sensitive, we noticed something was wrong with
yep.
the game.
Exactly.
And we said something about it. They went and fixed it, and now we're kicking your ass. Let me drop another little knowledge on you there, Dark War Goth. The fact that you have a penis and I have a vagina doesn't make you a better gamer. Your upper body strength don't come into play.
Nope.
Nothing about you means that you should be a better gamer than me, other than that you spend all your time doing.
Fingers tend to be more dexterous, so mm-hmm. we have a better time with the controllers than the guys do.
Yep. And guess what we do? We read the manual.
Thank
so
you.
We know when you press left trigger, it's a grenade, bitch. You still trying to figure it out. We already read it.
Seriously. We read the manual. We read the instructions. We read how to do things. We pay attention. We pay attention to details.
Right.
While you're so busy trying to be the best fucking damn shot in the game or trying to be all fucking elite, you're missing the whole point of working from the ground up. If you don't get your basic skills going, your later skills are going to be shit compared to ours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been playing Call of Duty since one.
I always find that funny in APB. The guys are all like, why are you rushing in? Why are you rushing in? And then, you know, once I actually kill everything, they're like, oh, my God, you totally just beast mode it.
Did you tell them you were in there before the game was even released? What? I love
those
ones.
I don't want to sit back, and I don't want to camp. I want to be in there. I want to be shooting fuckers in the face. That's what I do. I shoot people in the face.
I just like
and
the cosmic.
You can't shoot people in the face unless you're up close.
I'm going to have to start stabbing people. Can I get up close and stab people? I'm aiming for the neck.
I'll come flying around the corner, guns blazing, and just take two or three out at once. I may die by the fourth one that I didn't see, but I'll take three out first.
Hey, you know how I roll.
I'm okay with dying, because you know what? There are respawns inside
close
video games.
Close by.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back, and I'll take out those same three.
The other thing is that he's like, if you put a girl in AVE, so you have to create specific situations where you think you might be better. Than
mm-hmm.
me. So basically, I just told you they're Dark War Goth. I don't care where you put me. I'm still going to kick your ass. Pick a game. Pick anything. Pick it. And even if you beat me, guess what? I'm still going to have fun. That's your problem.
Exactly.
You apparently don't have anything else going on in your life that you can't even have fun playing a game, which is supposed to be fun.
So
you lose. You feel bad. Look, that's the funny part. I don't feel bad about myself for being fat, but you feel bad because you lost a game. You feel bad about yourself because you're
exactly.
not the best VA player. What is going on in your head? Are you going to shoot all of us up? I need to know these things. Do I need to be sending the police by your house now? Because that's where it sounds to me like you're headed. Your mind is not right. I'm worried. I'm concerned. Put the Mountain Dew down and just go get some help.
This is the thing that that really worries me, and it has really nothing to do with gaming. It has to do with just the general mindset of this guy, okay? The general mindset of him is that if a woman is emotional, that she's not good enough. If a woman is overweight, she's not good enough. If anything is not right in his mind, if they are not the ideal woman in his mind, they're not good enough. And that says a lot about him as a person, not just as a gamer.
Wait.
Let me finish. It says a lot about him as a person. It tells me, to me, that he's insecure enough to project those insecurities on someone else, tear them down by calling
his mind,
a fat girl,
mind, it is complicated.
Overly emotional, all this other crap. He's tearing them down because of his own insecurities. And you know what? You can act like you're all brave. Oh, I'm not insecure. I'll admit I'm fat. Admitting you're fat doesn't mean a damn thing. It doesn't mean that you're not insecure. It just means that you admitted you're fat. Big fucking deal. Okay?
Two things there. Wait a minute. Two things there. First of all, calling somebody else fat. Let me. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to quote some Lindsay Lohan here, and I don't do that often. Calling somebody else fat don't make you skinny. Calling somebody else dumb don't make you smarter.
Nope.
Thinking that you're better than somebody else don't make you better than they are. Just it doesn't do anything for you.
All it does really is make you look bad. When you insult other people, all you're doing is making yourself look bad.
And
that's really all you're doing.
I would like to point out to all the guys that love them some Skinny Mini, and I don't mean any disrespect to my Skinny Mini sister. Some of you are skinny. There's nothing you can do about it. You have just as much flack as the fat girls because people keep telling you to eat a sandwich, and you're like, I eat 20 of them bitches this morning. I can't gain weight. I'm not trying to look like this. But I want to tell y'all this. Back, because I heard some guys say the other day, well, you know, back in the Viking, I'm descendants from Vikings. Really, bitch? Because Vikings like big women because they wanted to manhandle them. They were better for carrying babies. They got all the extra body weight. They going to survive through the winter. So they were looking for the big girls. So you still wrong.
Uh-huh.
You're still wrong, however you look at it. Quit looking at women and saying they should look a certain way. If you like a certain type, that's different. I'm not mad at you. Some of you like girls with dark hair. Some of you like blonde. Some of you like girls with brown eyes. I happen to like men that look like Vin Diesel. I'm not upset with you. Don't be upset with me. So I don't want to talk to you because you don't look like Vin Diesel. What you mad at me for?
I'll be straight up and honest. I like guys of all shapes and sizes, colors. I don't care. Height.
But first, I'm gonna notice the one that look like Vin Diesel.
I'm gonna notice the ones that have got eyes like whoa. Like if your eyes, I don't care what color they are. If they're intense, I'm gonna be all over you. I'll be like, hey, how you doing? But I like guys of all shapes and sizes. I'm kind of an equal opportunity slut that way. I'm a little more picky with my girls. But this is the point though. I forgot my point because I got distracted thinking about guys. Damn it. I forgot my point. What was I saying?
I don't know. I just like guys with dirty voices.
I do. Ooh, the growly deep all up in your ear, and they like grab your throat and slam you against something, and they rip your throat,
wait,
push you against the wall, and growl in your ear, and oh.
Wait. Joe said I can't shoot. Jay, I can shoot. I just don't want to. I prefer to throw Molotov cocktails, even when if I'm standing there. That's just the fun of catching everybody on fire and myself, because everybody's like, oh, boy! Yeah, it's like, that's what's fun. That's what's fun. And Dasher's in the room saying kids that get beaten up in school and looking into games with other eyes. Everyone here wants e-pennies, but not everyone can have one or two. Yeah. I got to tell you, you guys remember the video of the little kid was picking on the big kid, and the big kid picked him up and slammed him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I cheered him on. I was like,
me too. I was like, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Go, boy. Yeah. Get that bully's ass. I can't stand bullies.
You gotta watch out for those quiet ones, man. Those
right?
Fuck you.
I was quiet in school.
Those
motherfuckers, I got picked on in school because I was a nerd. I know it's hard to believe. I was a complete utter nerd. Well, I'm talking like thick glasses, you know, booking my face all the time. I got picked on one time. I got so mad I threw a brick at someone's head.
Well, see, I told y'all this story. Have I told this story on air before, that I had a boy that picked on me? There's two little boys.
I don't think so.
I'm going to run them down real quick. There was one who threw rocks at me one day on the way home from school, bloodied the back of my legs. I didn't even turn around the whole time. Didn't say a word. We got to school the next day. He was walking past my locker. I grabbed a handful of the pretty hair and slammed him into my locker 5 or 6 times. Never messed with me again. Him had another one push me down. And I waited for him outside of his house for 5 hours, hiding in the bushes. Jumped out when he was coming in for the night, kicked his ass, and when his mom came out, I told her why I kicked his ass, and then she whooped him again. So I know I'm little, so I had to be ninja. You did not want to fuck with me. They learned quickly, don't fuck with her, because I wouldn't say anything when they were doing whatever they were doing. I wouldn't even acknowledge they were there. You could say whatever you want, throw stuff, but when you were not paying attention, ninja. will fuck you up. Anyway, that was my, I only gave you two. I'm not going to tell you the third one. That was horrible. That was bad. But yeah, so you got to watch out for your quiet ones. Don't be picking on people. Don't be saying stuff, especially here. We've had our little attempt at cyberbully. He's not called back. I think it's time for us to call him again tonight.
I'm going to find his number again.
I got his number right here on my desktop, and we have just enough time to call him.
Do it, girl. Seriously, do it.
Let's call him from the switchboard and see if he's going to answer. See, it's not fun to be picked on, is it, people? We're going to call him. Mm-hmm. See if he's going to answer. Y'all wait, see if he... I'm going to leave him a message, too, if he has a voicemail.
Probably can go out.
He might be listening for real. Be like, oh shit, they're calling me again.
That's right, we're calling you again.
Mom, pick up your phone.
He's not gonna pick up.
He's not gonna pick up.
Voicemail, voicemail.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 254-251-8283.
We're not supposed to number one. Hey there, this is Gamer Girls Radio. We just wanted to let you know we didn't forget about you, troll. We'll call you again next week.
Bye.
That's just evil. I was trying to cover up his number with the yelling. Hopefully it didn't.
Oh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I said his old number. Dude, you need to get a voicemail. Put your voicemail on there.
Just set your voicemail up, man, because we definitely blasted you. Sorry.
He's like, oh, well... You get what you pay for. Anyway.
Never gonna give you up.
Oh my God.
Never gonna run around and desert you.
Oh my God.
Awesome. Now that song's in my head, I hate you.
Jay's like, we have number. No, you all don't call him. We will call him. We will call him. Quite often,
we do.
I called it
three. Here's the thing, though. Let me give you a little hint to all you cyber trolls out there. You want to be careful who you troll.
Mm-hmm.
If you troll someone who is as geektastic as we are, we will find you and we will troll you often. Okay. Just saying.
He says all podcasts. I know. You don't call, Jay. We will call.
Don't make me spank you, Jay. I'll do it.
You would like that.
Probably. Dirty boy. Dirty boy.
Yes, I may have to go back and edit out his number, sadly. Maybe. possibly. Maybe.
You probably should, because I don't want to get sued. That'd be bad.
Hey, we can get sued. He called in here.
I'm going to be all like, I had no control of the switchboard. It wasn't me.
It was me. I did it. I called him.
Oops.
He called me first. He started
anyways,
it.
Anyways, moral of the story, folks, is girl gamers will kick your ass 9 ways to Sunday.
That's not the moral of the story, you militant ass. She's so militant today. Moral of the story is be more tolerant of people. Let people be people. They will let you be people. And it does
no,
not.
Let me break it down so he'll understand.
It don't belong.
Let me break it down in his language. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Okay, the moral of the story is this. You be not a dick to peeps who not dick to you.
And who don't have...
She said it as a native language.
I did. I said it.
You love that to people who don't have dick. Do not be dick to people who don't have dick. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, boy, there I can you promise go. You my e-dick is much bigger than yours.
My e-penis is so much bigger than yours. And it's
what am I?
Life, I'm just saying.
What am I doing?
Compensate for something, boy.
What am I going
okay. Love you, Evan, it's, awesome.
To go?
Okay.
I do love you. It's time to go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That music means that the show is over. Yes, it's a militant day. No, we... Anyway.
Why do you sound so low?
I don't know.
Has walked off the floor.
Okay. All right.
Our Pixanista podcast. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the bitches on the air who will out you if your fashion sucks. Trust me, we do it all the time. So favorite if you like us and favorite if you don't, boys and girls and trolls, you best watch out. Okay? All right. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight. Put the crown on the ground.
Dick to those with no dick. Thank you.